Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've got someone on the line that's going to play a big role in the back end of this season as far as the Thunder go for looking for their second championship in the Big Bash. They are in second place at the moment. He's represented Australia in one-day internationals in the past. He has been part and parcel of this Sydney Thunder franchise long-term. I'm speaking, of course, of Gurinder Sandhu, and he joins us on the line. Gurinder, welcome to Sports Day.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, first off the bat, you've been dealing with a calf strain as of late. How is it feeling at the moment, and what's your prognosis upon getting back out there on the field?
It's going well. I've done three rehab sessions on it so far, and all signs are very positive. So hopefully I can come back for maybe the last three round games and then into the finals if we can get there.
Oh, I reckon you'll be getting there. What about the hot streak you guys are on? You're doing the hardest road trip over to Perth to take on the Scorchers, and you gave them a bit of a smackdown. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, it was a good game. We've got a good record against the Scorchers, actually. I think that's last night's win makes it 8 from our last 10 games against them, 8 wins. So, I think we matched up really well against them, and, yeah, it was a good show put on by the boys last night.
Gurinder, I don't need to delve back into bad memories here, but early on in the tournament, the team did get rolled out for 15. How do you bounce back so well from that, and how did you address it firstly? Because now we're seeing some results that are long forgetting a batting lineup that was knocked over so cheaply.
Yeah, it was just T20 cricket. Things like that can happen. Obviously, you know, it never happened before in terms of 15 runs, but there's been plenty of lowish and lower scores in the past. So, yeah, after that game, we had a game within 48 hours. So, for us, it was kind of literally trying to park that and move on to the next game at the time, which was against the Renegades. So, that was, I guess, a blessing in disguise for us to quickly get over it and start focusing on our next game.
And Ollie Davies, he was a standout performer last night. This has been coming for some time, the young talent, but it looks like he's bringing the consistency as much as showing his out-and-out skills.
Yeah, exactly right. He's been awesome for us this year. As you mentioned, a bit more consistency. Everyone knows what he can do, and he's been able to do that, but actually do it for longer, which is that consistency. So, yeah, it's been awesome watching him score some runs, and it was a nice handy innings at the end from Alex Ross as well yesterday.
How do you feel when Alex Ross walks to the crease? Because it's not the first time he's performed like this. We mentioned before he got 41 not out off 18 balls in this particular time, but he tends to do this pretty regularly.
Yeah, I think he's one of the more underrated players in the Big Bash League, I think, from my point of view. He's done that a lot of times for us in the last sort of 2 to 3 years. I think he's a great asset for our team, and he can kind of play a few different roles whenever he needs to as well. So he's quite versatile, and yeah, I think last night was a showcase of what he can do in terms of a high strike rate now and take down an attack.
Yeah, sorry to cut you in on that last bit, but we know that every team has been planning all the way through this tournament. How do we knock off the Perth Scorchers? We've got to build a team that can beat them. And I know you were watching from the other side, nursing your calf and putting ice on it every hour, and you've been very diligent, I have no doubt at all, to get back for the back end. But what is that blueprint? Because many teams have tried, but they just haven't been able to succeed. What do you think is their Achilles heel?
I'm not sure about the Achilles heel, but I think we always just match up really nicely against their batters and their bowling attack. Like being, you know, the team from Perth, they like pace on and a lot of carry and a lot of pace over there. And I think the way we bowl, a bit of swing early with our pace bowlers and our change of paces, and always thankfully having quality spinners in our attack as well. So I think all those things put together come into good fruition. And also you know, it's T20 cricket, so I think the luck's been going our way as well in some of those games against them.
We chatted with Gurinder Sandhu from the Sydney Thunder after their big win last night over the Perth Scorchers put them into second place on the Big Bash table. You've accomplished that now. You've got the win in Perth, the toughest road trip in the Big Bash. How do you think that that will set you up going forward into this last little push towards the final series for this season, and where you've been starting from such a low to be able to push your way back into the competition? And now you've got the biggest game of all waiting for you on Sunday for your side, the Sydney Sixers at the Showgrounds.
Yeah, we can't wait for the Sydney Smash. That's going to be awesome. It always is. There's going to be a huge crowd, so hopefully everyone can get their tickets and come out. It's going to be a great day. And I think if we can beat them, then I think we can almost, you know, start sort of potentially thinking about finishing in the top two. Which would be awesome, because then obviously, you know, if you finish top two, you play the final, and then if you win that final, you can go straight through to the grand final. So, I guess that's kind of the bigger picture. But first of all, as you mentioned, the big game coming out, and we actually struggle a little bit against the Sixers, so hopefully we can put on a good performance.
Well, you're looking at it right, because finishing in the top two is a big advantage, because it is a good stepping stone straight into the final. Who else do you think is a real challenger in this? We're looking at teams and they're hot and cold. Some have gone, started hot and gone stone cold now. Some are up and down like the Hurricanes. Who do you think is the major threat to your chances of raising the trophy again?
I think, yeah, the two teams you mentioned there, I think the Hurricanes, the Sixers are very good. The Scorchers are very good. So I think any of those three teams, but as you mentioned, like, if it's some teams, if it's their day, they can knock off anyone. So that's the beauty about Big Bash cricket. You never know who's going to win a game until you actually watch and see what's happening in the game. So, but I definitely think, yeah, Perth Scorchers are, you know, at the top of the ladder. They're good. The Sixers, the Hurricanes, dangerous teams. So I think, yeah, it's going to be a really good end to the group games, the group rounds.
Just finally, Gurinder, thanks for spending some time with us tonight. You've been a part of this Sydney Thunder side for such a long time. To be able to push towards, you know, honours again and try and get that second championship for a franchise that at times has been derided under the microscope, you know, compare it to the success that the Sydney Sixers have had, even though you've had the success as well, the Thunder, with the championship of your own. What would that mean to you personally if you're able to put the Thunder back on top again?
Oh, that'd be awesome. We had a lot of tough times, as you mentioned, at the beginning. You know, BBL 2 and 3, I think it was 700 days or something where we didn't win a game. So, yeah, the start for the Thunder was quite tough. The first probably three seasons, and then we started to build something in 04, and then BBL 5, we got that trophy. So, the start was tough. We got to that trophy, and then a few tougher years again, and now we're sort of starting to come back towards our best as a franchise. So, yeah, it'd be awesome to contribute. I didn't get to play in that BBL 5 win, so it'd be awesome to hopefully be injury-free. Hopefully we make it to the final, and then hopefully put in a big performance for the team, which would be amazing.
Gurinder, great to be catching up with you this evening. One thing I've noted throughout the cricket, just a resurgence in your move up north to Queensland for your Sheffield Shield and your Marsh One Day Cup games. How have you enjoyed that? And has it been a bit of a rejuvenation for you?
Yeah, it has. Been like loving the place itself, Brisbane. Awesome city. One of my favourite cities in Australia. And the playing group there, the Queensland Bulls, the coaching staff, everyone there is awesome. It's a lot of great people. We have a lot of great fun, but we also work really hard. So I think that as a combination is what's been helping myself and also the Bulls, towards the top of the ladder in Shield cricket. We're having a good year. Hopefully after the Big Bash, we can get a few more wins in the Shield and hopefully maybe even host the final if possible.
Well, we certainly wish you all the best, Gurinder, for that challenge going forward for the remainder of the Big Bash season. We look forward to seeing you back out on the field as well very soon. And thanks for spending some time with us here on Sports Day.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate your time as well.
Go on, mate.